Supposed to do this. Actually, my colleague Ulu was supposed to have this talk because he's actually done all the work, but unfortunately he got COVID, so I had to jump in. I hope I can do him justice. I want to start very abstract to make it a little bit fun. What does Shutter do? It basically allows users to safely reveal private information that they have to some sort of system, meaning that an attacker who gets hold of that information can't abuse it or can't use it for anything malicious. So basically, we want to go from a world like this, where we have monsters that look at monsters in the forest that look at your private information and do bad stuff with it, to something like this, like a more heavenly view where everything is safe and nice. How do we do that? We use threshold encryption, which allows basically threshold encryption. We have a set of nodes that provides an encryption key. And then a user can now encrypt their message using that that key, and then it's protected from everyone. Then no one can abuse that data. And only when it's safe to reveal that information, then this network of nodes will produce the decryption key, and then everyone can see the message. What is safe, of course, depends highly on the application. And here we want to talk about voting and governance and this sort of stuff. Basically, what we want to do here is we want to encrypt votes until the voting period is over, so that voters don't see how other people voted until they can't vote anymore. This is very interesting because in DAOs, this is at the moment not the case. In DAO voting, usually you see all the other votes and they can influence your decision. Whereas in traditional votes, like if you vote for a parliament or in an election, this is not the case. There you only start counting when no one is allowed to submit votes anymore. And this is very good reasons, because otherwise you get some sort of lots of undesirable behaviors. For example, just three here, voter apathy. If you see that right in the beginning, a big voter submitted lots of votes for candidate A, then maybe lots of people, small people with only small voting power that would want to vote on B, on candidate B, might not do this because they see it's probably already over, we've lost. But if they would not have had this information, everyone would have voted, then they might have actually won against this one big player. And this is actually a big problem right now in DAOs, in DAO voting. Another example that we might want to prevent is strategic voting. So if you, for example, if you have a vote where two candidates can win, and your primary candidate that you want to win already has like lots of votes, then you might want to vote on your secondary candidate, which is not what the voting mechanism is intended to encourage. So that would we also prevent if you can't see what voters do. And last example, buying of votes, it gets much harder if you don't know how many votes you have to buy in order to win. Out of scope is privacy, because after the vote's over, everything will be public. Yeah, we're very proud to collaborate on this with Snapshot. If you don't know, Snapshot is this big DAO voting platform. Basically, all DAOs use it. They're pretty cool. And since, starting today, basically, they support now Shutter as a private voting system. So DAOs that set up votes, they can use Shutter to make their votes more secure, their elections more secure. How does it work? The life cycle of a vote. The Shutter system starts by generating a long-lived Eon key. It does that once. And then if a user wants to vote on a proposal, they use that Eon key and the ID of the proposal and derive an encryption key from these two pieces of data. For this, no communication is required. It can be done purely locally. Once a proposal is finished, basically then, the users encrypt their votes, send it to Snapshot. And once a proposal is finished, Snapshot will send a decryption request to the Shutter system. Shutter will then generate the decryption key because then it is safe to reveal the votes because no one can vote anymore. And using that decryption key, Snapshot can decrypt and count everything. Some screenshots here, how it would look like. Basically, if you set up a vote, you can select Shutter. It's purely optional. If you do that, during voting, you see nothing, basically. You only see the number of votes number of people who submitted votes already. You don't see how many votes Alice got. You don't see how many votes Bob got. And only in the end, when no one can vote anymore, you will see that in this example, Alice has won and Bob didn't get any votes. Yeah, and as I said, this is starting from today, it's live, you can try it out. We do have some other things at Shutter we do using this mechanism. I hinted it that it's quite general, and it's mostly about MEV related, and since I have 1.5 minutes left, I want to talk briefly about this. Basically, we use this threshold encryption mechanism to prevent front-running and malicious MEV. Our main focus here is roll-ups. So our product here is called Rolling Shutter that can integrate into roll-ups as a kind of a plugin. But we're also looking at beacon chain at L1s. There we have, for example, a beacon chain proposal, but more on the research side. Yeah, that's basically it. Please try it out. It's still, of course, early. There might be bugs, but it should work. It's live. You can scan this QR code if you want to try it. Follow us on Twitter, Project Shutter, also Snapshot Labs, our collaborators, and Ulupe, who's the guy who was supposed to be here. And my name is another Yannick. And of course, this is all part of Brainbot, so the company that does Shutter is called Brainbot, and we have lots of other projects, including Beamer, Raiden, Trustlines, Powdump, lots of Beamer people here. Cool. Thank you.
We still have time, so if you have any questions, remember that lighting talks are like 7 minutes, and we have 3 minutes for questions, so we have our volunteers. There you go. Please, 1 second, because for the streaming. Thank you, Nicole.
Is it obligatory to have the results shown at the end of the voting with Snapshot, like on a per voter basis, or do you just show the aggregate results?
So in this mechanism, to be honest, I don't really know what Snapshot shows, but in principle, all votes will be public afterwards because the encrypted votes are public and the decryption piece public, so you can find out who voted for what. That's part of why I said privacy is not in scope of this. For this, you would need other mechanisms if you want that.
One short question more.
Yeah, just follow up. Are there plans to introduce privacy into the setup?
Not with this. I think threshold encryption basically ends there. I don't think it's possible for this. You need some heavier cryptography.
Thank you. Very cool.
All right. Big round of applause for Yannick. Thank you so much.
Thank you.